or on the other hand, I'm not as tall as
he.
Okay. He could do it better than
I.
Okay. If you'd been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is the blank I can run.
2 miles is farthest I can run. Mm-hmm.
And if something belongs to me, you say it's...
It's mine.
It belongs to me.
Oh, to you.
Uh-huh.
It's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
It's ours.
And if it belongs to him, it's...
It's his.
And if it belongs to her, it's...
It's hers.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
It's theirs.
Do you ever hear people say his'n and yourn and theirn?
Mm-hmm. I heard it.
Is this again?
It's not common. Generally, I find it among elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
But occasionally, I hear it from even from some of my students.
Mm. Oh, really? Even young people?
Even young people.
Mm. That's kind of surprising. If a group of people had been to visit you and they were about to leave, you would say to them,
I hope you enjoyed your stay.
And I hope...
You'll come back again.
How about saying you all or y'all? Do you?
Occasionally, I will say you all, but never y'all, except tongue-in-cheek.
Would you ever say you all to one person?
No.
Okay. How about possessive form? If there was a car that belonged to several people, you'd look out the window and say, somebody's about to hit...
Your car.
How about you all's car or y'all's car?
No.
No. Okay. If you wanted to know all the names of all the people who had been at choir practice that you missed, you would say, blank had been there.
These.
No, you want, you're asking.
Oh, I'm asking. I would ask, who has been here?
Would you ever say, who all?
Who all here? I don't recall doing that often, but I do think that I would say that.
What?
Who all were here.
Okay. And okay, after the little interlude of power trouble, a group of children who belong to more than one family and you want to know the identities of the parents, you would say, blank children are they?
Whose children are they?
Would you ever say who all's?
No.
Okay. And if you had not been at church and you wanted to know what Dean had said in his sermon, you would say, blank did he say?
What did the dean say?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
No.
Okay. Somehow that doesn't seem appropriate for...
And yet I've heard it.
Okay. You've heard what?
I've heard what all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
Themselves.
And if no one will do it for him, he'll have to do it...
For himself.
Okay, I think we're through with the pronouns now.
Oh.
Covered just about all of them. What do you call something that's made of flour and baked in a loaf?
Bread.
How about some different types of bread that are in loaves?
Okay, one would be light bread.
Mm-hmm.
One would be corn. I guess cornbread wouldn't be in a loaf. That's a bread called sweet bread.
What is sweet bread?
Sweet bread is a bread that has sugar and maybe some sort of flavoring in it.
Does it have fruit or anything in it?
It might. It could have raisins in it.
What do you call that kind of cakey substance that's often eaten with coffee in the morning, since you brought that up?
I call it... I generally call it Danish.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that just the individual piece?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a big cake?
A loaf.
Or maybe it's in a ring? Or...
Generally a coffee cake.
Okay. Would you have any other name for the individual piece?
No.
Okay. Well, to get back to the bread. You'd said light bread. Is light bread always homemade?
No, light bread is generally, you know, bread that has been sliced.
Mm-hmm. What would you
in a loaf?